next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Tuesday morning. Cruising through. And that means it's time for the hot releases. And the hot releases are, of course, brought to you by our friends over at newacunit.com. Summer's here. It's official. It's going to start happening more and more. You're going to start realizing your air conditioner's on. And if you've got an air conditioner that just doesn't work, like we were talking about going to the doctor, if you got an air conditioner that's 3-4 years old and just swimming, I'm not talking to you. You people out there, fingers crossed, sitting there wondering, is this the summer it all goes to crap? Don't find out the hard way. It's not as bad as you think. The olden days, they used to have people come to your house, do bids. When I did my rental property, the new AC, I got one bid for $18,000. The next one was $12,000. I'm like, how can two things be so different? I ended up spending $7,000.
Were they building on a refrigerator room over there so you can store kegs and stuff?
I think it came with four Eskimos and some Otter Pops. I'm not sure exactly how cold they were going to make the place for $18,000, but newacunit.com. Literally, had I just taken the first bid, $11,000 difference. It's insanity. I went back. I was looking through all the bills the other day. And I'm like, actually, it was more than I thought it was. They will save you money. They got a better system. It's a three-step online process. You go there. If you're thinking about doing it, do it now. They still haven't done the – actually expected to be done by now to raise those rates on how they're building these things. So it's getting closer and closer. All sorts of new government stuff is going into how they build air conditioners, and it's going to get – more expensive. So do it now before they regulate.
That variable speed AC is,
you got that?
Amazing.
All right. Yeah. And plus, yeah, I'm saving money on bills and stuff, yeah. All the new AC stuff. NewACUnit.com. Save thousands, save time. Buy online. NewACUnit.com. What do you got there? Brett's first. Go.
I don't know my inward or efforts on you.
But we'll what? Start.
We'll go,
we'll go with that at the end. We'll go to you, Toledo, and then back for the big game.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right, we'll just going to start with this one because you're not going to care about anything after this.
Is it Dua Lipa's
new album? Dua Lipa's new album hits stores on Friday.
It does?
Yep.
This is Illusion.
Yes.
She's hosting SNL this weekend. I've been known to put my lover on a pedestal.
In the end, those things just don't last. Kind of a fast
no. She's in great shape.
Yeah, that outfit she does.
Lean muscle mass. That's what she's got. She's a lean woman. Good hips. Nice bubble.
She's
in great shape. She looks really tall. I'm not sure if she is or not. Another hit for Dua Lipa.
I'm going to come back because I know we're going to play this whole song, so...
Shut up, Brett. I'm busy. I got sleep somnia. That's no fastback. Did you see that from the side?
The first shot looked
now
like
stop.
It.
She was climbing stairs. The muscles were working.
There's twinks in the video, though.
A lot of twinks. You're going to find some twinks around. I'm not going to lie about that.
Form is full of. Yeah.
Still can't dance either. She's a terrible dancer.
They don't make her. Most of the time.
No, they make her do weird. Yeah, she's not very good.
I think with all the twinks around, she'd learn how to dance.
That Vegas show, I went up there to see her in Vegas, and I stood next to a 12-year-old and her dad, and the dad thought I was there for the same reasons he was, that I thought I was with someone else. But four songs in, I'm screaming every word at the top of my lungs, and not only was the dad staring at me, but the daughter was like, what's wrong with that old mailman? I had my stupid shorts. I look like a mailman. Oh! great song, too. Nice pop song. Good work. It's amusing. You think I'm
gonna fall for it. Man. All right. All right.
The Lipa.
Your boys, P.O.D., they drop a new album on Friday.
Know your place, bro.
This is Lies We Tell Ourselves.
No, yeah, lies you tell yourself. Like
I'm sure I'm aware of my place right here, right now.
Bury the Darkness is going to, they're going to open for them. Everybody
knows what's see if they show the drummer.
See if they even show him. He's just a touring drummer. And I like P.O.D.
I do too, actually.
I'm fine with them.
He's a drummer.
Three of the four guys are cool.
Yeah, I don't know why that guy wanted to fight so bad.
No drummer.
They're not showing a drummer, yeah. Are they? They're not even a drum.
Maybe that's why
setup.
He was pissed.
Where are you getting the video?
I guess he knows his place, which is off camera. I was just tuning in. For some reason, the drummer of POD wanted to fight with me.
The touring drummer.
Yeah, right.
He's not even
the current hired help.
Yeah. Sia's got a new one hit, and this is I Forgive You.
Covers up most of that face, and when you've seen her face, you realize why.
Oh, really?
What a voice.
Oh, her voice is magic. This sounds like me practicing piano.
Jump in, Brent.
This one's going to make me kill myself. If you've got sexsomnia, listen to this, because it's going to put you to sleep. Voice, man. I would have done anything. She's got a great voice. Even that terrible song, I wanted to hear some more.
Speaking of which, here's Jessica Pratt.
Who did? All right, buddy!
This is Life Is.
The Dave transition?
I didn't say that.
Morning Horror.
I was going to say, are we supposed to know who this is?
No.
He's the Morning Horror.
All right, buddy. Hey, I got a vagina now. Yikes. I'm the Morning Mayor ass.
Well, that's as bad as his show.
Or sex zombie.
Is she trapped in a can? Is she a genie? What is this? I feel like I'm on one of those Campbell's Soup telephones.
I'm not missing much here.
Dreadful. Wow.
John Carpenter, he's releasing a Lost Themes album, so I think it's just a bunch of his instrumental stuff. But this is with Cody Carpenter and Daniel Davies.
The movie guy?
Yeah.
Is that his son, Cody?
I believe so. Because I think he did all the movie soundtracks for, like, you know, Halloween and all those.
He did?
Yeah.
Who is film noir?
Yeah, the Halloween theme is him. He made that.
Huh. And this is for, this is music for Dennis when he's trying to get me with it.
You're going
to
hear this in the morning when he's taking Brady by mistake.
Oh my God, the guy's stealing Brady.
You'll still see him.
He thinks we're the same guy. Help!
No, he doesn't. Yeah, this is definitely stalking.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got somebody that broke up with you and you're driving by their house, play this. All right, that's enough of that. That's scary.
Nah, that's about it. I'm not going to even play this one. So
nothing else? Can we a little more Dua Lipa there?
No Hannah Vu?
Nah, that's not worth it. Dua?
Yeah, fast forward to the... Is there anything else? Any other videos or anything?
Let's look.
Come on, Brett.
Illusion.
Illusion's a good one.
Training season is
Training season visual.
Training season is kind of a funny video because she tries to dance in that, too. I admit that she can't. Oh, wait, this is different. I haven't seen this.
This is just a visualizer. It's only 15
seconds. I don't even know what that is, but it's a lot of fast clips.
John, you can't give anyone crap for liking country music if you like twink music like Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah, I'm gay because of Dua Lipa. Exactly, you're right.
Hot chicks.
Yeah, you jerk off to Jelly Roll. I'll be busy being gay over here with her.
Hang on, give me a second. We got to get through the damn commercial.
You're gay. You're a dude who thinks Dua Lipa's good. Yep. I like Eric Church. Yep, I'm gay.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings on 98KUPD.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Hey,
is this training season?
Hey, beautiful.
Let's just get to her.
Click it. There you go. I haven't seen this one yet. Scooch this up, too. All of her clothes and stuff.
What's she doing in clothes?
Doing jeans and a jacket for. I can.
She's on that black.com site.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Look at that.
Black guys. She's, well, he's not wrong.
No,
like,
look.
There's like 20 black guys. She's divided by race. She's got. They're all outside and they're not allowed to touch her.
It's a rainbow coalition for Dua.
It does look a little like black.com there. There's a bunch of black guys outside and a bunch of white guys inside. Yeah, all right.
Oh, little squeak. God.
Hey, right, next. So,
there you go. All right, it's Toledo's turn.
No, it's Toledo's turn. I'm sorry, I was busy.
Hot release.
By the way, I just got a text from Sean Phils. Brett, when you're talking about Dua Lipa, why don't you shut your whore mouth and let John talk? Yeah, he's right. Fastback. Climbing right. The stairs. She's in shape. She's long. She's lean.
Out today on PS5. It's been out on Xbox for a little while, but the PS5 version of Sea of Thieves is out today.
Okay.
Just pirate game. Oh, I thought it was exclusive to the Xbox, but now it's out on PS5.
Oh. Greatest song ever. Who sang this? The Hives?
Yeah. Now this is what I like to see. A grand adventure and a great big pile of treasure.
This looks kind of fun. It's cartoony.
All right. On FX and then on Hulu is a new series with Elizabeth Moss called The Veil. And
it's also on Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu the next day.
Oh.
It's a thriller series about a pair of women engaged in a global trotting game of cat and mouse. One woman has a secret, the other a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost.
Oh. Imogen Salter. It's one agent trying to stop another agent from letting us know something important.
Comparing it, as some of the reviews are calling it, a more dynamic Thelma and Louise.
Wow. They keep trying to make Elizabeth Moss hot.
Yeah.
And she's not. She's got a great body. I remember in Mad Men, they kept, like, dudes were falling all over themselves for her. And I'm like, I don't get it. Oh, Russian. All right.
All right.
That's called The Veil?
The Veil. On Netflix this week, A Man in Full, I believe this debuts Charlie on Cooper. Friday. New one with Jeff Daniels.
Hero of real estate in Atlanta. The problem is... He's going bankrupt.
Another story about wealthy men plummeting from grace.
Mr. Croker.
David E. Kelly adapts Tom Wolfe's novel about Atlanta real estate mogul going bankrupt into a limited series.
It was a real story?
Yeah. Jeff Daniels adopts a southern twang as Charlie Croker, whose imminent downfall stokes a feeding frenzy for his crumbs while Croker hisses at them to stay away while he attempts to rebuild.
Oops, there's a curse. That's right. I'm going. All right. Interesting. That America loves watching rich men fall apart.
They do. And then this one, I think you guys have probably seen this on Netflix, Jerry Seinfeld directorial debut called Unfrosted.
2-1.
What's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
What?
Seems to make a like big-budget version of history's excellent the food that built America.
Oh.
Focusing on the competition between Kelloggs and Post to create a new breakfast product in the 60s.
Oh, he loves cereal.
The giants of the cereal world were Kelloggs and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable...
It's the invention of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. You'd think?
fast forward to the good parts like John does the Dua Lipa. Where's the jerk section?
They start frosting them.
Oh, the frosting them part. You ain't getting that with your fastback.
On HBO Max, Hacks Season 3 is out with, what's your name, Gene? I don't remember.
Who is it?
Hacks on HBO Max. On
top. Oh, that's the lady from Designing Women. Right. She's great. She was in Season 2 or 3 of Fargo.
She's a comedian, right, or something?
And this? I don't know.
Deborah's here.
You're here?
She hired new writers.
You know what? She hired two. Which is actually a compliment, isn't it? She had to replace you with two people. Wow.
I'm not ready to see her. Can you hold the door?
Jean Smart is her name. Yeah. Interesting. So she's just like a Carol Burnett type, and then
she's a comedy diva, and her writer have parted ways.
I see.
She's writing after the success of her stand-up special, while Ava, her assistant, is chasing new opportunities in L.A.
Nah.
So Season 3.
Girl show.
Season 3, yeah.
We all know it's not possible because that's like a really successful older female comedian. Nobody thinks those are good. They don't last.
This is a new movie on HBO Max called Turtles All the Way Down. No, it is not Ninja Turtles. It's the latest adaptation of John Green novel by the same name. It follows the life of 17-year-old Aza Holmes, who is trying her best to keep it together. She struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder, but new challenges arise when she reconnects with her childhood crush.
Girl angst.
What are you thinking? This water has to be like 50% urine. That's the good half. Sorry.
Okay, enough. Can we get...
How about Selena Gomez? She's got a new series on Food Network called Selena Plus Restaurant.
It's Selena eating.
And cooking, I believe.
Okay, enough. Next.
With famous chefs.
There's no reason to watch Selena Gomez eat.
Bet she has Guy
like
Fieri
on
there.
Yeah. Jack McBrayer.
Oh, probably.
Jack McBrayer hosts a new show on HGTV, Zillow Gone Wild. It started on Instagram from an Instagram account that would post it, and they actually made it into a show. There's no trailer yet for it, but it debuts on Friday.
So he just goes into Zillow homes?
The like really whacked out Zillow.
Oh, okay.
It says tour some of America's wackiest and wildest homes that have recently been on the real estate market, sharing their history while learning more about the sellers and buyers who call these wonderfully quirky abodes home.
Hmm. Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock is the host. All right.
And then on Prime Video, The Idea of You is a new movie out with Anne Hathaway. Coachella. Based on the acclaimed contemporary love story of the same name.
She bangs her son's friend at Coachella, right?
Yeah. I'm in the band. We're performing on the main stage.
August Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's the band.
Tonight, I feel a little inspired. This one's called Coachella.
Okay. This movie is going to be considered sexy by 40-plus-year-old women, and should. So give us, in a couple of weeks, when Miller's Girl comes out with Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman.
Oh, that's right.
He's 50-something years old, she's 18, and she seduces him as a teacher, and they're calling it the creepiest movie ever made. And meanwhile, I'm watching Anne Hathaway bang a 19-year-old. Same thing.
This is from my friend Sarah.
But it's a dream.
Unclose me.
What do you feel when you look at it?
Everything.
So a kid bangs Anne Hathaway, and it's a woman's dream.
Yep.
Martin Freeman bangs Jenna Ortega, and he's a diseased pig. And even they're even saying that Martin Freeman should be in trouble for filming the scenes. Yes. They're giving him guff about it. Like, you shouldn't have even filmed those. They should have had a younger man dressed as you doing it. He's like, she's 18. He's the whole point of the movie is the inappropriate age gap. Gross. Like, right. You did this for that. Like, maybe. When's the next time you're 55 and you get to make out with Jenna Ortega? It's like, I'll take that check. It's work. It's work, honey. All right, Bert.
All right.
N-word or F-word? Let's go.
Let's do it.
Did Brady win again last week?
He did.
Yeah.
Three weeks in a row,
who you got?
This is Tupac. Can't see me.
Ooh.
He goes both ways with that word. So
what?
Either one.
I'm going angry N-word.
Angry N-word from them. I'll say just straight up. Playful N-word.
Okay.
Playful.
Got to go any form of the F-word then.
All right. Here we go.
You might have it in this one.
Here we go. Got George Clinton. Huh?
It's George Clinton in there.
That is. Yeah.
Give me my money and stacks and lace my bitches with Tom figures. Real niggas fingers. Oh.
Shazam!
Yeah,
yes.
More upbeat.
That was a very upbeat N-word. Thank you, Tupac.
afraid he's going to dispute it.
No, he said real N-word. Like that was,
they're real.
That was supportive. That wasn't mean. It's 9:37 because he wouldn't say that, assuming that he's out of that group. He's including
fake,
he's,
maybe a
right. Yeah, yeah. You say that's mean. That's a mean yeah. one.
Well, here's the lyrics.
Yeah, he's talking about he and his friends is how, words, how that translates
on nickel plated nine.
That's right. He's basically saying we, this group of real friends.
Well, I didn't want to dispute, so I pulled the lyrics up.
Or my friend. There you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.